Hey, Mike, what's your favorite radio station?
Woohoo!
I want to talk about masturbation.
I think that's in very bad taste.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
Booyah!
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier.
Who gives a fuck?
Just so long as I'm the dictator.
I tell you, I don't get no respect. No respect at all.
Well, that looks pretty crappy.
If you're one of the thousands of men who suffer from erectile dysfunction, you already know that it's no laughing matter.
There now, if I can just find a midget with some gin, I'll be in business.
Sometimes I have trouble talking to girls.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
You're ugly and your mama dresses you funny.
I'll cheer you up if I stuff some big newbies up my nose.
Internet, anything still around?
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap! Oh, my God!
What is it?
You are listening to BBB Love Radio.
What is up? You're listening to Geek Love Radio. This is Richard. And, this is January 25th?
24th.
24th.
Yes.
I don't even know what day.
Today is January 24th, and this is Adam.
Awesome.
And I'm awesome in the house. Music, I think, is going to be too loud.
Oh, yeah, let me change.
Turn down.
How about now? Are we good?
Yeah, it's good.
Alright. Awesome. One of our co-hosts is walking in the door as we speak. We have a couple people in our studio audience today that have decided to join us.
Yeah, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Do you ladies want to introduce yourselves? Okay.
You have to.
Well, in that case,
it's Geek Love rules. You got to.
We have Mallory on the show tonight. Mallory, have a seat right here. Have a seat. I'm gonna get adjusted. Mallory's on our show tonight. She's one of my good friends here at Iowa State. And we have another two lovely ladies with us tonight, but they don't want to be identified for some reason.
So
I think they're just scared. Who knows? Anyhow, we have a good show tonight. Mallory, here are the show notes of the night.
All right, interesting fact I saw on the web today.
Yes.
Back in, I think it said 1908, this very day, the Boy Scouts were founded. And it was founded by a guy who was later found to have been a pedophile. Boy Scouts are founded by a pedophile.
Wow. So Boy Scouts were founded by pedophiles.
Yeah, it's founded by a man who liked to watch boys swim naked.
The Boy Scouts were founded by a pedophile.
Nice.
On this very day back in 1908.
Yes, yes. So. Shannon, what's happening? Shannon's walking in as well.
Weird fact for today.
I'm gonna sit over here with you ladies. Oh, I should sit between them. Geek Love style. So, yeah, actually I'm gonna sit up here so I can see you guys. So, yeah, Mallory, this is the first time for Mallory ever being on the show. Say what's up, Mallory.
Say what's up?
Yeah.
Say what's up?
What's up? Shannon, we still haven't fixed your mic.
You still have the bad
it's
mic.
It's a retarded mic. You gotta squeeze the bottom, I figured out, though. So
squeeze the bottom.
Check.
Yes. Oh, I got show notes for you, too. No, you can have those. Mal, can you pass me those that are above? Awesome. All that you've missed was that the Boy Scouts were founded by pedophiles. So
A pedophile. On this day back in 1908, I think.
Awesome.
That was entertainment for me this morning. So.
Mallory, do you have a story about the Boy Scouts?
No, actually, I don't have a story about a Boy Scout.
I have a story about Boy Scouts. During this summer here at Iowa State, there was a Boy Scout camp. I know about it because I was here for school, not the camp. But they were staying in the dorms. some of them were staying in the MU, and one of them was busted for downloading child pornography at the MU, and they came in and arrested him.
Oh.
That's really dumbass. Fucking cool.
Yeah.
So some scout got it busted. That was funny. Carried on the tradition of Boy Scouts.
Pedophilia. Oh, yeah. Once again, why I was never a Boy Scout.
I'm sure he wasn't kicked out of Scouts. I'm sure he was like promoted. He's probably like head Scoutmaster by now.
Head Scoutmaster. Awesome. Let's see. Anything we have to updates? We haven't been able to FTP right to our site. So, like...
I fixed it, sort of.
Adam fixed it, sort of. He attempted.
I got it to go up eventually.
So, we've been kind of... Yeah, just
there
dealing
was a,
with that.
A week delay on one of the shows. We had a day where two shows were released.
It happens. There's a new radio show. I don't know. Have you checked the emails within the past 2 hours?
No.
A radio station online, another radio station, I am just, they want us to join their lineup. It's called, I forget what it's called. So, but they're just sort of asking if we could join the lineup.
What are they, you know, anything about them? Like what they're oriented towards?
They said, the guy messaged and he said, hey, I love your show. I listened to it last week. And he's like, we usually play music, but I think your show would do awesome within our lineup. He's like, we do top 40s and stuff like that. So he's like, get back to us whenever you can.
All right.
And I tried going to the site, though, but it didn't work. It was down for some reason. So anyhow, let's see. What's going on? Not much, really. I haven't seen you much this week, Adam. How's it going?
Pretty good, yeah. You've been the stranger over the last... I haven't
I've
seen
been
you
gone.
For like the last 3 days.
I know.
It was a busy weekend for me, so...
Hey, I have... Some ladies have been cooking for me, so I'm like, I'll stay over there. Adam, you never cook for me.
You know, I have a funny story for you.
Okay.
I think it was Saturday night.
Yeah.
I ended up going to a party with some people, not knowing where it was.
Oh, was that? Yeah, okay.
Do you know about it already?
No.
I ended up at Sarah's place over there.
No way.
I didn't realize it until she's like, Adam, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh.
Gotcha.
Sarah? So it was a
Sarah's friend. Some girl that lives down over there. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, she was sorry you couldn't come.
Yeah.
But I think she'd listen to the show.
Hi, Sarah.
Mal says hi. Shout out to Sarah.
Girl.
Let's hit up some emails.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Anyhow, first email is from Anonymous. This was... Anonymous.
Damn, Anonymous.
Give us your name.
Damn.
Anonymous.
Man, Anonymous has a lot of problems,
okay.
Let me tell you. Because
Anonymous, you're just hopeless.
Any too much time for writing
she,
emails.
We can't,
okay.
Be...
He or she.
I'm assuming this one is...
I'm assuming this one's a she too. It says, I've been seeing this guy now for a couple of months and he hasn't put any moves on me yet. We've kissed after dates, but that's about it. It seems like I am the one initiating the moves most of the time and I don't know what to do. Any advice? Mal? Any advice?
Well,
I'd like this.
For
I guess
a couple of months and he hasn't done anything?
That's sort of sad. If you want play... Then there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you making the first move. I don't see why you couldn't. I would just, you know, go for it. Don't be embarrassed. He's been with you for a couple months. He obviously has attracted you or likes you or whatever. So,
yeah.
Take the plunge.
Sounds good.
Do it.
Adam, as he fixes all the sound levels.
Yeah, it's just she was a little bit low, so.
Oh, sweet. Let's see. What would I say to the guy? Grow some balls. No, I'm joking.
You're saying this to the guy? Oh, to the girl.
Oh, to the girl. Tell him to grow balls then. I'm joking. No, but initiate moves. Who cares? It's the 2000s now.
It'd be better if we knew what the age of these people are.
If you're under 16, cancel my advice.
No, don't listen to Mal.
Under 16, you should not be making moves.
Yeah, and...
No, but I mean, like, if you're, like, 17, 18, 19, up, whatever. If you're 30 and you're writing to us.
Definitely.
Definitely make some moves. Just take
don't
the plunge.
Don't even ask. Just
no,
do it.
I mean, like.
I think also it's important to know what the context is that she's seeing this guy. She's not saying she's dating him. She says she's seeing him. This is like.
Oh. But if they've gone out on dates and they've, like, kissed
yeah,
and stuff already.
Yeah, she's kissed after dates.
You would assume that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, never mind.
I think she should just do it. I mean, what she has to lose.
Yeah, exactly. I'm agreeing with you, Richard.
Yeah, like.
Thank you.
guys don't care if you make the move anyway, so.
Yeah, it's. I don't think he's gonna mind if you start kissing him unless. He's like a homo.
He probably have more problems than.
And you never know. Like,
yeah. Exactly.
If you never know, you might break the ice, and the next thing you know, like he's just all over you or something. So.
That's always fun.
all that pent up emotion gets released.
That's. It can get scary sometimes.
Yeah, true. He starts growling. Get away from him.
Yeah. So let's see. Let's see. Next email. This one is from Ben. How's it going, Ben?
Ben.
Do you want to read this, Mallory, or Adam? Anybody? Adam, you can read it.
Is your microphone on?
Mine?
Oh.
Mine?
It's just not.
Hello.
Okay, that's better. I don't think it was on.
Mallory, you got to speak into the mic. You're the actress.
No, I'll hold it up like
yes.
This.
Yes. Yeah. These mics suck. We bought them for like $8, so
$8.
You can't. Yeah, $8.
You have to
kind you can't
put
really.
Your lips on it.
Ah. Bite it. Kiss it. Lick it. No, this one's from Ben, and it says, a girl and I have been talking on and off for a while now. I'm not sure exactly where we stand. What can I do other than blatantly ask her about it? I like her a lot, but I don't want to scare her away. Any ideas?
Okay, so they're really good friends, or they're pretty good friends talking for a while?
I've talked to Ben online, so I know that...
Oh, tell me about Ben.
Oh, Ben.
Tell me about Ben.
No, Ben, he's a senior in high school, so... He's kind of scared about doing the whole shift from high school to college thing, too.
Okay.
And he doesn't know where he stands with this girl, because he talks to her all the time and stuff, but he doesn't know if they, like, hit it off the right way, or, like, if, you know, what's going on. Like, mm-hmm. He can't read minds. And he gets frustrated.
Girls don't expect you to read minds.
Yeah. I know.
They
but
think we're complicated. We're really not. I promise.
Whatever. I'm joking. But he's been talking to her now, I know background on this, for like, he's been talking to her for 6 months, I think it is, or like 6.5 months. And they've been like doing things together, but it hasn't been like relationship-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going out with friends, like going to the movies, like he said last week he went to a party with her and stuff like that. But it wasn't like relationship-ish.
Well, if he thinks that by asking her it's going to jeopardize his friendship, he needs to decide what's more important.
Yes. I think he's scared. He doesn't know how to do it.
Subtlety. Don't put her in an uncomfortable position where you have to make her say yes. You need to give her the option fairly and openly. If you back her into a corner, then your friendship is not going to go over very well. If you ask her on a date or ask her, make it very open. Give her the chance to say no, too.
Okay.
Be fair about it, at least.
Awesome. Adam, any advice?
As always, no. Because I was thinking about something else. I don't know. I think you should just go out and ask her.
Yeah, might as well. You have nothing to lose.
I think the biggest problem a lot of our listeners have is just putting things off and like for fear of not hearing what they want.
Yeah.
I mean, if... Even if it's bad news, it's still an answer to you, and that's all you're looking for, is the answer as to where you stand, so...
You're going to regret it.
Like, there's no special way to ask it to make it be a positive thing.
True.
He needs to ask her and find out what the answer is.
If you get her a diamond ring...
I will marry you.
Mal. Yeah, if you get her a diamond ring and then ask her, I think that might help. I'm joking.
Yeah, I guess that
could that could help.
Buy her love. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Let's see. Anything else? No. Okay. Next email, Sarah. She says, hey, what's up? I am a big fan of the show, and I've been listening since, like, the 4th show now. Like, okay. I have questions for you guys.
Richard
like,
is stupid. Go on.
I have a question for you guys. Do you have any Valentine's Day ideas you could share with us?
Okay, well, I have the Valentine's show.
Shado. What the hell was that? Shado.
I have the Valentine's Day show planned for next week. So if you want to listen next week, we're going to have that in mind. We have
Nice, that's all.
Look at end of the notes. Yeah. Read the end of the notes. I have it. It says Valentine's Day ideas next week. Yeah. They're there. I've been thinking. I'm planning.
I know. That's going to be our Valentine's Day episode.
Exactly. Since we're not going to be here. Yes. Okay. Mal, do you want to talk about anything special?
What do you want me to, do you have anything you would like me to discuss?
We can stray from this if we have to.
You know me, I'm open.
I know, you're open mouth.
Whatever.
I've heard things.
I have some pretty dirty stories.
Well, maybe you can indulge.
What's the age range on this?
What's the age range?
PG-13.
There's some high school students listening.
No, we have like age range between like I would say 16, 15 to like 35.
Okay.
And a lot of them are just trying to get the first girlfriend, so...
Yeah, a lot of...
You're talking to the people who are really inexperienced.
Okay.
Amateurs, perhaps. But, don't scare them.
Should we check some instant messages we've gotten?
My brother just asked us to do a moment of silence for Johnny.
That was going to come at the end. I was going to give a shout-out to...
For who?
At the end. We'll do a moment of silence at
Johnny
the
Carson.
End. Instead of ending with a song, let's just do a moment of silence. Okay.
I wonder what the Tonight Show is going to be like tonight, if they're going to like do tributes to him or something.
I don't know. We should watch. Oh, wait, that's during our show. Never mind.
Yeah, I think it's... Never mind, we missed it.
That's like in 15 minutes. No, don't turn off... Yeah, don't turn off our show.
Yeah, turn on the TV.
All right, let's see. Let's just jump into the next topic. How about that? I figured since we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day, and since a lot of people are going to be going on dates and stuff again for Valentine's Day, hopefully, I'm going to talk about things that turn women off. Especially. Mal has some good ones for this.
This is a very, very short list.
Yeah, this is a really short list.
I know. I couldn't think. I was writing this like 20 minutes ago.
These are a lot of the basic things.
The first one doesn't bother me that much.
Yawning without covering your mouth. Yes.
I yawn without covering my mouth.
I was like...
You know, these are a lot of these things are things that your mom would smack you for.
These are really general.
Yeah.
If we could get into some.
Let's get into some. What if they're bigger ones?
These are women turn off / make your mom angry things because
yawning.
You might choke, actually. You should probably
yawning with food in your mouth.
All right, are we gonna read the list?
Yeah, you want to read the list, Adam, and then we can just talk about them.
Okay, these are the list of women turn offs. Bad bodily habits. Such as yawning without covering your mouth, burping, spitting. I hate to see anybody spit.
I don't like spitting.
Like the people who can't walk like 10 feet outside without spitting like 3 times, it pisses me off. clearing your phlegmy throat loudly and incessantly.
That's gross.
Yeah.
This is disgusting.
Picking in / around your nose.
Not right.
If your nose itches, you're not going to be like...
Well, if you're just itching your nose, that's fine. But if you're like... I mean, rubbing like really annoyingly where you can hear it, that is totally uncalled for. That is so disgusting.
Yeah. Displaying nervous tics such as biting nails... And constant fidgeting.
The biting nails.
Rubbing
I seriously hate more than picking nails. I hate biting nails. Do you know how many germs are under your nails?
And also, like another deterrent is that chewing your nails is the number one cause of appendicitis.
What? How is that possible?
Because your body doesn't digest your nails, and if you chew it, and it just happens to go down your throat, it can get stuck in your appendix and appendicitis.
That is so disgusting.
So another reason not to chew your nails.
Wow, never am I chewing my nails again. Wow.
Yeah, that kept me from doing it after I heard that. Unless it's just an urban legend, but it works.
Who knows, man?
I'm pretty sure it's true, though. Where were we? Okay.
Biting nails.
Eating with no etiquette. Now, that's something that...
Shoveling your food in.
No, these are things...
No, we both like look at her. We're like,
now any good mother would probably keep you from doing any of these things at a young age to train you.
We would hope.
Blowing your nose. Well, if you gotta blow your nose.
Okay, you blow your nose. I'd rather hear. I'd rather that than the.
Picking your nose.
Yeah. That thing. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Don't snort it.
Don't let it drip down your chin.
Don't. Yeah. Don't digest it.
Yeah, I agree.
But if you're gonna blow your nose, like maybe go to the bathroom to do it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on where you're at, you know, whatever.
Scratching inappropriate areas of your body. Example, testicles and butt.
We did have this discussion just the other night, Richard.
We did.
Remember? Over at Ken's.
Oh, that guy's like, just
they'll stick their hand down their pants. Who does that? That's so
disgusting. If you're going to do something right, do it all the way.
I really, that's a pet peeve of mine too, though. I can't. If you can't wait like 10 minutes to go to the bathroom or something and fix yourself.
Or you guys were telling us the little boy secret, you know, the pants shuffle thing.
Oh, that's when we were. Wait, come was on. This when we were at the party?
Yeah, we were at kids, yeah.
Where were you like.
The pants shuffle, like, the leg twitch kick thing, whatever that is.
Okay, but that's different though. Yeah. That's different than like blatantly throwing.
No, that's what I mean. Like, that's okay. That's fine. But if you're. Yeah, the. Exactly, the little shuffle.
Yeah, it's like.
You can put your hand in your pocket.
Yeah, we talked about that too. You can be not totally obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you gotta do that, you gotta do it. It drives you so nuts. You gotta do it.
Literally.
It's like a scratch that you can't scratch. That's the only thing I can compare it to.
It's like on Vine when he's like, dude, I gotta get into my nads. And then they, like, froze.
He said he can't take it anymore. His mic's going in and out again.
Hey, when you want to talk, steal my mic, okay?
But you talk all the time.
That worked. All right.
We heard that one loud and clear. Okay, moving on.
Scratching inappropriate.
Yeah, don't scratch. Also, if you have your shirt off, don't be scratching your chest all the time.
If you have chest acne, please don't pick at your chest acne.
Oh, that is disgusting, Richard.
Anyhow.
Ew.
Yeah.
We'll talk later, Mal.
That is
pretty much, like, I guess only scratch in, like, hygienic places. Like, as if your arm itches, you could scratch your arm or something, but.
Yeah.
Or your side of your face or something. Or your
It'd be kind of odd to see somebody scratch.
Don't pick your ears either.
That's gross, too.
I don't like people who pick their ears. Like.
You know, it'd be great.
Especially. Oh, like, their finger in their ear? That's gross.
Or, like, their pencil or whatever they can find.
Why would you put your pencil in there? That's just gonna
get nervous. When I get nervous, I put my hands under my arms. I smell like this. That's kind of gross, too. Don't do that.
All right, moving on. Bad appearances, such as bad breath, eye crust.
Eye crust?
Which is dried mucus, or what are they called? Yeah. The eye flaky things.
Eye boogers.
Eye boogers.
Sweaty
breath. Oh!
Some people call them sleepies or sleepy eyes or something. Like,
yeah, is it on here?
Yeah, something.
I forgot about that.
I think that's my mom.
No, wait. Holly just reminded me of one. It's like the, you know, when people have like the.
No, that's so disgusting.
It's like they have like sticky saliva like conjoining their lips. It looks like they're like. There's like string everywhere.
Like a layer of lip is coming off or something. It's so disgusting.
And it's just like stringy between their mouth. Yeah, you're like, just like.
Fix it.
You just want to flick it or something.
Yeah, I like to remind everybody to carry chapstick with you at most of the time. I carry it with me at all times. So.
Chapstick.
I'm a chapstick addict.
I'm in that club.
Sweaty pits. Come on.
That happens. It's gross, but it happens.
Well, you can't control it sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It happens.
Stains and/or wrinkles on clothing.
Stains and wrinkles. It depends. If it's like a.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's like a stain that was already there, and like you're really wearing the shirt, and it was like salsa like dripped down your shirt.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And it's like a white shirt.
There's also different levels of wrinkly shirts that are acceptable. I mean,
well, okay.
Like this shirt, it gets wrinkled easy just from like sitting down and stuff. It's
But
there's people who like if you go to the rec, there's people who you can tell after they get out of the gym, they just roll up their shirt in a ball and throw it in their locker. They get it out and they wear it, and it's just like
the gym doesn't.
They have a textured shirt that's like textured with all these weird lines everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, you should learn to fold your clothes like properly.
That's you want to know though, like, you go to like Abercrombie or you go to Hollister, you go like places
they
like
have
that,
the wrinkles
and like
now.
People wrinkle the clothes, like they like, I went to the Buckle once, and, like, I saw some girl, like, the clothes were not wrinkled enough, and she, like, grabbed it, and she was going like this. Well, I guess people can't see what this is. But she was, like, scrunching the clothes, and, like, and then she put it back up. Like, I kind of looked at her.
It's a new thing, I guess, whatever.
Wrinkles are in? I don't know.
All the
a lot of the
pants there like have holes in them like already or they're like
just the distress look.
Why would you buy pants with holes
like,
in them?
Like the sandblasted pants or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
And they're like $115.
Wasn't I talking to you about like pants with paint
like
on them?
They're like $100 for a pair.
Wasn't I talking to like pants with paint on them?
Oh, yeah.
Was I talking to you guys? I was talking to somebody. Like, I have, like, pants that I go paint with, like, when I'm doing my art stuff. And that look exactly like that. And, like,
you got a deal, Richard.
Yeah. Although they're, like, 6 years old or something. And, you know, they're, like, all worn.
No one knows that.
Yeah, but they're in style. Who knew?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Awesome.
Who knew?
Holes in underwear are your undershirt and or socks. Yeah, don't wear holy socks. Socks and undershirts and underwear are things that you can never buy enough of, probably.
Yeah.
You should definitely retire them eventually. Like
holes in your underwear. If you're a girl or a guy and you have a hole in your underwear and it gets to the point where the guy or girl is seeing the underwear... Never mind.
If there's a hole in your underwear and it's not crotchless panties, we do have a problem.
Can we hear that one?
Yeah, we heard that.
Okay.
Oh shit, my dad's listening tonight.
Hi, Dad.
What's
up, Shannon's dad?
My rule of thumb with socks is as soon as they develop a hole, they go in the trash. With the pair that goes along with it or whatever.
The matching socks?
Unless there's like two pairs. Unless I can make a match out of another one or something.
I
usually just don't. I don't like an odd number of socks, so.
I have this deal with Foot Locker that I can go turn in my socks and they'll give me new socks when I get holes in them.
Oh, good, that's awesome.
Foot Locker, seriously, Foot Locker has a deal.
Like a warranty?
You can buy like a pack of like 12 socks, okay, like 6 pairs of socks. And like you go in and like when your socks start getting holes in them, you bring back a pair of socks, like in a bag or whatever, and they'll replace your socks. But they have to be like the Foot Locker brand. But they're like the short ones that like everybody wears. They're like, they're really good socks, too. I like them.
All right.
So you pay once, and you get, like, unlimited lifetime socks.
Okay, moving on. Dirty or long fingernails?
Ew.
Yeah, you should invest in a fingernail cleaner kit.
You can tell a lot by
I'm, like, looking at my fingernails.
And also, like, this time of the year, you should have, like, lotion for your hands.
Yeah, because
so you don't have,
gross.
Like, your cubicles, like, peeling or whatever.
Yeah.
So... that's just good hygiene stuff right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a higher body temperature.
They're touching.
Do I have sweaty palms? I have sweaty palms. I have sweaty palms. I have a problem.
The hand holding the mic is funny for me.
What's that?
My hands are kind of cold.
All right. Moving on with the women turnoffs. So we have behavioral turnoffs. And that's the first one listed here is constantly talking about yourself.
I dated a guy that constantly talked about himself.
It's like,
no, if you want to, you can. It
like,
doesn't
I'm
matter.
So awesome. You know what I did today?
Oh my god!
It's so annoying. You have no idea. A girl is like, girls are begging you to ask them about them.
Yeah.
We want to talk about us.
So how was your day, honey?
That just makes you feel so good.
Makes you feel warm inside, doesn't it? Yeah, me too.
Okay,
not listening to her.
You have no idea.
You have no idea. Do you have another story about this, Mom?
No, we have every idea, because we hear about it all the time. Or at least I do.
I was like...
moving on.
There's for that.
Checking out other girls and making remarks.
Okay, now I have a question for the ladies. Okay, because ladies are always doing this.
Yeah, especially...
Ladies are always doing this.
Especially during
movies. You see a hot guy
movies,
and you're like, oh, he's kind of cute.
Movies,
or he's
movies
hot.
And TV shows especially.
I think it's different with superstars, yeah.
No. See, like, I don't care about,
but
like...
Is it okay if a guy does it, though? Like,
yeah, I don't... If it's someone famous, not even possible...
See, like, the celebrity thing, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think that matters. But they're... Yeah, I can understand.
Celebrity
that.
Things don't matter. But I'm saying, like...
I wouldn't dare do anything like that.
No, exactly. I wouldn't dare either.
Once
if I have a girlfriend, she's like the only girl to me at the time, so I don't really notice anybody else.
You're awesome.
Just like a one.
Not trying to be a jerk.
Okay, moving on.
Always
walking in front of her. If you're gonna walk in front of her, you should be on your way to opening the door.
That's the shadow part. Never mind.
Okay.
Does that annoy you when people walk in front of you, Mal?
No one ever walks in front of me.
Oh.
You can walk in front if you're on your way to the door to open it for.
Oh, that's a good one.
Complain about every aspect of your life. That goes around talking constantly about yourself.
Being overly sarcastic or macho.
Tim.
Tim. Okay, so you punched a hole in a wall once. Yeah. That's all right. We can say bitch, fuck, ass, cunt. It doesn't matter.
Awesome.
We're not regulated. It's nice.
That's exactly what he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that... The macho thing... Here's the mic.
Yeah.
Talking the mic.
He had the 8 things you can't say on TV.
Yeah,
George Carlin.
George Carlin.
Anyhow.
Okay.
So I says to the man.
There was this guy that we were at a party, and the guy just punched a hole in the wall because he got pissed at his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it was...
That's nothing compared. Like,
and I saw Mal get in this guy's face and, like, chew him out.
Awesome.
That was awesome.
I can't stand idiots like that. So.
Yeah.
No. Laughing like a hyena.
A lot of times, like...
Oh, God.
Or like...
Or a horse.
I have a really annoying laugh, too. Very boastful.
I've been told I laugh like a horse sometimes. But it's different. Like, I try sometimes.
Yeah,
somebody laughs like a pig and somebody snorts over here, so it doesn't matter. We're like farm animals. We're Iowans. We're a barnyard. Not introducing her to people you know.
That is annoying.
Hey, have I introduced you to my roommate, Shannon, yet?
Hey, what's going on? I live here, too.
Mal, Jen, this is Shannon.
That reminds me of a Chris Rock joke where he's like, if you've been dating a man for 6 months and you haven't met any of his friends, you are not his girlfriend.
So true. So true.
That is true.
Yes, it is true.
Insulting women and exes.
Insulting women and exes.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
That
also,
should be like the last
don't talk bad about your mom or like her mom or anything. That's bad.
Exactly.
Mom jokes. No mom.
Refrain from the dead baby jokes as well, please.
Dead baby jokes.
Dead baby jokes. Mom jokes. Let's see. Any other jokes? No. No racist jokes. if another race. Well, I found it was a good joke I heard last night. Never mind. I'm joking.
The next one is being very vague. So what's
when I behavioral turn off? When I'm vague, I mean like people are just like, yeah. When people are like, "What'd you do last night?" I don't know. Or like. So how you doing? Okay.
Next, what do you do for a living? I work.
I work. And that really
what
pisses
do you do?
Me off.
I work for a company.
The person to like tell them what you're really doing.
Exactly. That was Jen.
Yeah. Show them that you have like.
A life.
Oh yeah, life and goals and whatever. Having a one-track mind, and we all know what that track usually is.
I'm like.
Somebody scratch the damn disc.
God. I'm hungry.
Don't let things get out of control. That's not part of this, is it?
That's
Jed showed me. There's 3 pages. Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I just totally.
There's a cartoon that Jen showed me, and it said, "Guys don't always think with their penis," and then it's like dot dot dot, and it's like, "Sometimes guys think with their balls too." It was kind of funny. alright, this next topic is brought up because I was watching Fear Factor tonight. Couples Fear Factor, at that. And there was this guy that was yelling at this girl because, like, and his girlfriend, because like they lost on one of the like things. So he just started yelling at her, and she like started crying.
She should have dumped him on TV.
The ladies here, like, I would have freaking not even gone home with him or like talked to him after that. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that's kind of bitchy.
No, I totally agree, but that's just how some women are. With a friend of mine, I'm gonna say her name anyway. This is annoying. Okay, Melissa's dating Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Tim verbally abuses her to no end, but she takes it because for some unknown reason. So like, when we sit here saying, well, we wouldn't put up with it, we wouldn't put up with it, we haven't been in that situation.
Yeah, but why? I mean, if somebody's verbally abusive and, like, physically abusive...
I was just going to say, why do people who are physically abused stay in that relationship? Because, usually because they don't think they can do any better, or they think that that's the way it's supposed to be. If you don't know anything different, that doesn't make it right. I'm not saying
that's true.
That's
true. I have some fighting tips later on that we're going to talk about. Like how to have a good argument. I just thought it would be something
punch.
To talk about. Where to punch. No.
How to punch.
But they were arguing over prizes and he called her a bitch and like a fucking slut and stuff like that. And like on TV. Okay, you know, I could see if there was in the privacy of their home. But he's doing this on TV.
Yeah.
And he's like, we lost because you're fucking slow.
You know,
and stuff like
think
that.
Think about it. I bet her family is watching. Probably her dad. And I bet her dad probably wanted to like...
Kill him.
Yeah.
No father wants to see like their daughter's boyfriend treat her like that.
So. I would hope that she would leave him. I'm not. That would be.
I don't think they were hugging at the end of the clip.
No.
So. But like I wrote here, I'm like it is mostly human male instinct to be competitive, but what guys don't understand that is there. I don't know what I was typing. That there isn't anything to win. Relationship conflicts aren't contact sports. There are no real victors in the end. As soon as that is clear, then you can begin to fight the right way. Like, I mean, what's the point of, like, arguing and getting all abusive, like, about a relationship? It's not like you're gonna... you can't win, I guess. I mean,
well, it's not...
Really.
It shouldn't be winning. I mean, a relationship should be 50-50 anyway. No one should ever... It shouldn't be one-sided. Like, no one should ever win the fight. You come to an equal conclusion.
Yes, Mal.
Yes.
Sorry, I went to go get my chair so I could relax. Put my feet up. So, yeah, but... thank you, Jen. So, like I was saying, relationships aren't contact sports. Sometimes. But, like, I decided, I don't know why, but I figured we could go over fighting tips. Like, how to have a good argument. Because, like, arguments in relationships are a good thing sometimes. Because if you keep things built up, then, like, you're never going to know what's, like, going on. And, like...
yeah, sometimes you're going to have to discuss things, and it's going to be more of a negative tone of voice and...
people that say
construed as a fight, so
exactly. But there's like ways to argue, like gracefully, instead of like throwing punches at walls and stuff like that.
As long as you both stay calm and act like adults.
Yeah. Well, all right. Like the first one is address the current fight. Like, no one is ever gonna win if they keep going back to like things that have happened and like going back to previous fights. You know. Because it doesn't matter. Those fights are gone. And, like, you're fighting about something currently. So if you're having an argument, don't focus on things that have happened already. Yes.
Also, I just dealt with this with a friend of mine. I just kind of advised for her. Remember what you're in the relationship for and make sure that both of you understand that. If you're in love, keep that the center of your relationship. Or you just really, really like each other. Whatever. Remember that that's what you're there for, and if that's what you're fighting over, then just to, before and after a fight, just to remember why you're there in the first place. And again, with like the bringing up old stuff, if you say that you're sorry and the other person forgives you, don't forgive them unless you mean it.
Exactly.
Because if you're going to bring it up again, you're causing way more problems.
Yeah. I put, we all make mistakes, we forgive, we move on. I'm like, there's not much you can do other than that. I mean, and if you keep reliving it, it's not going to ever go away.
I have something I want to add to that one.
Okay.
The dress of the current fight. You should stop and think about it. Is this something that's even really worth fighting over?
Yeah.
A lot of times you realize you're fighting over something that's completely stupid. And it's not even
yeah, better. Exactly. I think I'm going to touch that one on another one, too. But like the next one is avoid the blame game. Like, don't blame your partner for everything. I mean, relationships are two-way. I mean,
be big enough to admit that you're wrong.
Yeah, and sure, things don't go right sometimes, but we can't help it. So instead of putting, like, the finger in her face and being like, da-da-da, like, put your arm around her and be like, talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
It's not one of those things. And, like I said, what good is it to do to break her down in tears and, like, admit, have her admit that you're right? I mean, like, what's that going to accomplish? I mean, other than boosting your ego. Yeah, I mean, it might boost your ego for a bit or something, but it's not going to accomplish anything, because later on she's going to bring this back up, and it's not going to be very good. And she'll remember it. She'll be like... next one is, like, act like adults. Keep your tempers down, as well as your voices and body movements. Don't, like, throw things across the room, because that's not going to make a point. Punching walls, like... The yeah. guy
only,
will call
only true game. Pussies punch walls and act violent to like try
yes,
to
exactly.
That's how you have to prove that you have this macho-ness is by punching or showing violence. That's, I don't even know. That's
be
total
like,
crap.
That's kind of like advertising. Like, hey, look, I'm a potential wife beater in the future.
Exactly.
Exactly. We talked about this before too, didn't we?
Someday there won't be a wall there, and it'll just be you. And it'll
yeah, exactly. What's stopping? If he can punch a wall. That hurts. What is stopping him from punching you? Obviously, you know.
And that's also the perfect father figure type. So.
Yeah. Let's get mad and punch a wall, son.
Something that that's just another thing that's aggravating or whatever.
Yeah.
Is if you laugh. I've had people seriously like laugh in my face while I'm really really mad.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I don't care if you think it's silly. You laugh in my face. Yeah. I would be like 7,000 times more.
Yeah, that makes it worse for anybody.
Act like an adult when you're fighting. I mean, you're an adult. Act like one. God, people forget that, and they like, they just I don't know.
And also, like,
it brings the children out in them. They're just like, "Ooh, I'm gonna poke you until you're mad."
Also, listen to them. Don't play the ignore game. Like, I can't hear you.
Oh yeah.
Silent game.
Immature.
You're never. That's just a prolonging it. So.
Mm-hmm. But so if you know that you're going to blow up, like if you know yourself and you know that if you say something right that second, you are going to blow the roof off of the whole thing, you should take a second for yourself. Walk it off for a minute, then address it.
Which is the next one. Clear your mind.
Oh.
Well, it's not the next one, but we'll skip to it since you brought it up. Clear your mind. Sometimes it's not worth fighting at the time. I mean, take a break, clear your head, gather your thoughts. When you're enraged, sometimes things don't make sense and we can't properly communicate to one another.
Richard.
Yes, thank you. So, heat of the moment things. You might want to say everything to this person, you know?
There's a lot of things you'll say that you totally want
exactly.
to take back regret. Like,
so, if you can just, like, hold back for a minute, like, even
walk
if it's
away.
An hour,
yeah.
just so you can, like, think about what you want to say and, like, not be an idiot when you're talking, that's pretty
It'll
good sometimes.
It'll help you collect what you need to say, and if it helps, make a list of what...
Yeah.
I mean, I think that would help you to, that's my phone, I think that would help you to organize your thoughts and to make, not the argument, but fixing the problem a lot more organized.
Exactly. Exactly. The next one is, try to be warm. If this is a person you love, I mean, listen what they have to say, don't interrupt them, you know? Obviously, if you you gotta have respect towards these people.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're
with them, you should have some respect
mm-hmm.
for them.
Oh, let's see, the next one. No low blows or personal shots. It's easy to hit below the waist.
Yeah.
Stay focused on what you're fighting about and don't be like, well, you're bad in bed or something like that. Because,
yeah.
I mean, there's no reason for that.
Yeah, there's no sense in trying to hurt somebody to, like, in any circumstance.
Mally, do you have a story about this one?
About what? I'm sorry.
Low blows.
Okay.
Like, I was just asking.
Like,
if you're fighting with a guy, you're not going to be like, oh yeah, well, you're bad in bed, you know? Or, like, stuff like
oh.
that.
Oh.
You're like, whatever, you have a small penis.
Holly has a funny story about that. Do you, Holly?
Oh.
Do you want me to say it?
Mala's going to say it.
Holly's roommate, who is totally cool, totally nice, good friend... is sort of a really brutal girlfriend. She continually makes fun of her boyfriend in front of all of her friends, and him. And randomly will just be like, oh, shut up, you have a small penis. Oh, shut up, you're horrible in bed. That is so...
That's wrong.
Wrong. Beyond just degrading. That is so wrong. That's not,
also
not right at all.
Think about the damage he might be doing to this guy, like, thinking that...
Oh, yeah.
He can't possibly be with anybody else because he has all these, like, bad things about him.
And to be completely fair,
that's
she
horrible.
Says that he's horrible in bed, but they still have sex, like, constantly. She doesn't enjoy it, but I kind of think that's crap.
Yeah, I think... Hopefully he's listening.
I think it's all crap.
Yeah, it sounds like he needs to leave her.
Yeah, leave her. She's an awesome girl. I like you, but leave her. It's better for both of you.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Pretty much that's it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Hey, Richard, I want to make a shout out to my roommate, Ashley, because she just texted me and said, you sound really hot. Thanks, Ashley.
Okay. Let's see. What else? What else do I have to talk about? Oh, I think I put, unless... You're not wanting to be in the relationship anymore. Don't break the rules, you know. Otherwise, they're good rules to follow.
If you feel the need to break up, you probably should.
Yeah.
Break up.
Then don't hold back, you know.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, your penis is small. You're like, yeah, you suck in bed.
Okay, Richard.
You know, break might as well go
down.
Exactly. Okay, don't be that mean.
You don't need to kick them.
Don't be that mean.
If you're going to break up with them, there's no need for you to...
No, you can break up nice. You know what? I'm going to have a breakup... How to break up nice with somebody.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to do that sometime.
You want to break up, Richard?
There is no nice
damn it,
way
no.
to break up with somebody.
Yeah,
though.
There is. There's nice ways
you're
to break
gonna
up with people.
You're not going to keep somebody from being hurt.
Well, no, we're not...
Somebody's
going
to be hurt.
We're talking about... There's better ways than others. Yeah, definitely.
Like, never calling again, like, what our studio audience is saying.
If you say that you want, if you play the friendship card, you need to follow through.
Yes. Or,
take her to a nice public place.
We'll talk about this in
yeah,
the next show.
Next week on Geek Love Radio. In line with the fight thing,
yep.
I think we're making it sound like it's really, like, these methods make it, like, easy that you shouldn't have any bad fights, but I think it comes with time and experience. And
yeah.
Oh, everybody has gone.
Yeah, you're not... I'm sure you're... Yeah. I'm sure, like, if it's your first fight, you're going to be looking for those low blows. And
I've had some pretty bad fights.
It gets better with experience, as much as that sounds shitty. But.
And you can't control the other person. To be very, very honest, you can't control what the other person is doing.
Exactly.
I'm pretty rational when I fight. I don't scream that much. But
you are rational when you fight.
I'm pretty rational.
I'm proud. I've seen Mal fight before.
Yeah, I'm pretty Mal. I use my words.
Okay, perfect example, though, of, like, somebody being rational when they're, like, arguing with somebody. We have a friend named Ellis. And, like, he was talking on the phone with this guy that was, like, yelling. What's that?
I said it brings up the mother issue from way before.
Oh, yeah.
Go.
Yeah. Don't knock people's mothers. Anyhow, so this kid Ellis is arguing on the phone with this guy, but, like, Ellis
is Tim the psycho. Go ahead.
Tim the psycho that punched the wall. Mm-hmm. Same night, okay? So Ellis is on the phone with this guy, and Ellis is like all calm about it. He's like, oh, really? He's like, can you say fuck again once? Oh, he's like, can you say fuck again once more?
And then,
like, in this British accent,
then,
and it's pretty
then,
funny. But
Tim was like, fuck you. And then Ellis said,
oh,
well,
right
back to you and your mother, too.
Yeah, right back to you
and
your mother too.
It was really fun.
So you can, I mean, that would really piss me off, though, if I was...
But he didn't, he wasn't saying it to really knock his mother.
Yeah, I know.
Tim is psycho.
But I'm saying, like, that would piss me off if somebody was nonchalant, like, that.
Oh, yeah, you already said
You're just, like, pissed, and you're like, I just want to talk to somebody. And,
yeah.
And you have, like, some British dude you don't know talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
That would kind of get weird.
Yeah.
Anyhow, let's see, moving on. What do we have for time?
It is around 10:17.
10:17?
Yes.
So we have time to fill.
Yes, we have ample time to fill.
Mally?
You want to hear the you mean everything to me story?
Yeah. How about you share the you mean...
Now let's check, let's see if we have any IM questions.
Oh, yeah. Here, I'll deal with that.
Actually, if you have any questions you want us to address on the air, send your questions to Geek Love Radio. That's on AIM.
Let's see.
I don't think we have the call-in line set up tonight.
No. There's some advice you... Oh, you guys are talking about fingernails.
Is Captain
Ziggles a nervous
in again tonight?
Yeah, Captain Commander Zig.
Oh,
he says, I have a nervous tick of biting fingernails. Is there any advice on learning how to quit?
There's that bad.
Get your nails done.
Yeah, you can put that stuff on the end of your nails.
Yeah, like, look at your fingernails underneath the microscope. Like, and you'll see all this crud underneath there.
Garlic. This is a boy. Garlic works, too. You might smell like shit, but that, I mean, think about it. If you don't want to smell like shit, you're going to have...
Determination. If you really want to stop, you will.
Have someone around you at all times that'll smack you if you say you do it.
Have someone around you at all times that'll smack you about your nervous habits.
They don't have a twitch.
Or just get their nails done. Because it annoys you so much.
People who have a twitch that's, like, involuntary, that, you know what I mean? The whole, like, sort of thing.
You're, like, shaking your head.
Or they're, like, their eyes twitch, or... There's people that sometimes they're just, like, out of nowhere, like, it's like their eyes bug out and go, like, like, they're like, whoa.
Two circles, you're like, you holy doing? Shit.
They'll be like, hey, I'm over here, not over there. Right here.
That was a bad story. I'm not gonna share though.
Like,
there was a guy with a lazy eye, and he came up and talked to me, and like it was so bad. I didn't know if he was looking at me or if he was looking at the guy next to me. And I was just like sitting there paying attention to him, and like one eye was pointed at me. So I'm like,
it's hard to follow.
Yeah, I feel really awkward. And
I do too.
Like that happens. I try not to be rude or anything, but. It's just you kind of want the conversation to go by as quickly as possible.
You're like, di-di-di.
You're like, yeah, so, I want to go over here.
Have you ever done the look, too? Where they're, like, looking at you, but their other eye's looking somewhere else.
You're
like,
whoa, what the heck are you looking at?
Oh, yeah.
I've done that before. What the I'm heck? Just like, what are you looking at?
Then they get all
you? No. Do you have... Do you have any stories, Mal, you want to share on the air?
You know my stories, Richard.
I know.
Any requests?
You know, I'd be happy to share. Any requests?
The breakup. Oh.
Let's go. Let's
which,
go.
Which breakup?
Which breakup? I want to. Mal had a breakup of a person, and you mean everything to me.
Oh, that you mean everything.
Yeah.
To story.
Hold on, we got a question, maybe.
Okay. Question.
And then we'll get. To, okay, another question. In case you guys run dry, there's this girl I might want to pursue, but I barely know her, and therefore, if I walk up to her and start talking all of a sudden, I would probably be quite awkward. How do I talk to her and get to know her better? Well, you gotta approach her to get her to know her better first. Basically, he likes a girl, and he wants to know how to get to know her better because it feels awkward when he approaches and talks to her.
So he does he even know her, really, at all?
Do you know her?
Or is this
very
like
well?
Somebody that he's just seen around?
Do you know her very well, dude? Commander.
Delay.
No, he's like, there's not a very much like tonight. But I would say just go up and talk to her because...
He's spoken to her?
A good way to get
well,
to know someone.
The hard part. You got the hard part over with already.
Modern wonders of technology. Find her AOL Instant Message name or like something like that, and get to know her better through internet. Because I mean, you don't have to deal about the. Oh.
Oh, the totally. Good
yeah. Well.
You're already in it. It should be a comfortable atmosphere for you anyway.
Yeah. And if like you're still having problems, like I said, get the instant messenger name because you can talk a lot. About things that you like.
Email, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and you can go through a lot of things like that. And you don't have to deal about the face to face thing until you're more comfortable. And,
that
like,
is
once you
know. Awkward at first, yeah.
Yeah, once you get to know her better, then it can be like, alright, we can talk, you know.
I'm in agreement.
Silence.
With that.
Adam, anything?
I think we already covered it. He just needs to. Like, the hard part's already over with, so.
Yeah. You can do it.
And I can understand him having, like, a question if he just sees this person, he doesn't know who she is, never talked to her before, but he wants to get to know her.
Yeah. You'll be good, dude. You'll be good. You'll be fine. Just
she won't
ride
be rude
with the times.
Either, so you don't have anything to worry about.
And if she is rude, tell her to listen to our show and we'll bash her.
Yay.
Yay. Mal can be like, Commander Zig is my favorite.
He is.
Cue the Rocky training music. Nice.
I wish there was one on the laptop. I would do that if I had this one.
We need a little soundboard.
Holly's humming it. Holly.
We like all threw our mics in Holly's like face, but she didn't like talk.
The Eye of the Tiger song.
Now she's blushing at a radio. It is kind of warm in here.
It's just hot in her.
Anyhow, Mal, can you please share your breakup story?
You want to know the breakup story?
Yes, okay. Please.
Oh, Lord, where do you want me to start?
Start with a... You mean everything to me.
That's like middle to end of it. I can start with the... I'll start with the horrible, horrible prom story.
How about you start out with...
No?
Yeah, start out with the prom story. Well, start out with the first time you met the guy. This is, all right, this is a story of Mal.
And the guy
this
I dated
is a
last
true
year.
Story.
True story in the life of Mallory Harris.
And I thought this story was goddamn ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
Okay.
So
I'll try to make it a fastish.
Okay, make it fast.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, so I met him in a psych class. I thought he was really obnoxious. And he really liked me and kind of followed me around, bugged me a little bit. And then I kind of grew on me. I thought he was sort of nice. So he asked me at the beginning of the year, and then I found out that he smoked pot. So that didn't fly with me, so I didn't date him. And then at the end of the year, kind of, I met up with him again, and I was like, oh, you're cute. So I dated him anyway. That was first mistake. Go with your first instinct, always. So we dated for a while. And a friend of mine from high school, that was still in high school, my freshman year of college, asked me to go to prom with him. So I did. And this guy was really, he was a pushover. No matter what I did, it was always his fault. Like, no matter what, I could not do anything wrong.
The guy, from what you told me, like, you'd do something wrong and he'd be sorry for it.
It would be...
He'd be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. He would apologize for me doing bad things.
The I'm sorry syndrome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be sorry for anything you're not sure.
And it is really hard for girls to not take advantage of that. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Hey, she admits
God
it. It's okay.
God has forgiven me. I'm over it. Anyway,
I'm over it. You forgot to do the hand slap.
Oh, yeah, hand slap, bad. I took advantage of his niceness, what have you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I took advantage of it, and I went to prom with this guy, and he drove me home, which is like 2 hours, into this town where he has no idea what it is. He went home for blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he comes to pick me up the next morning after prom, and I turned my phone off, so he didn't know how to get to my house. And so he's driving around my town, not having any idea how to get to my house. And he can't remember how to get there, but he remembers where my best friend Melissa lives. So he stops at her house at 8 o'clock in the morning, pounding on her door.
Mind you, this guy is furious because
he
hasn't...
Oh, and he's huge, too.
And he hasn't been able to get a hold of Mal.
Yeah. Oh, he called at least 16 times. It's really sad. And so he calls my friend Melissa. And then my parents leave to go to church, and my mom wakes me up. So I turn my phone on. I have all these thousands of missed calls from him and terrible messages. And as I turn my phone on, Melissa calls and she goes, he's on his way out there. He's on his way out there. And she was, like, freaked out. And he comes in. He is so pissed off. And I was like, oh, my God, because he's a pretty big guy. And I didn't want to apologize.
He has a history of hitting things.
Oh, yeah, he's...
Like
yeah.
signs.
Like signs. He totally hits signs.
Well, continue.
That's another story. We won't get into that. So we argued a little bit, but I was like, I'm going to go take a shower. I'm not putting up with you because I was such a brat. And I was like, well, I don't want to fight all day. So I was like, I'm sorry. Like the most pathetic I'm sorry you've ever heard. I'm such a jerk. I'm really not like this. This is a bad, bad story. Anyway, so I said this really fake, pathetic, I'm sorry, and he just melts like butter. Oh, baby, no, honey, no, no, it's all my fault. It's my fault. It's my fault. I shouldn't have driven into town before I called you, blah, blah, blah. Apologizing. I'm the bitch. He apologized for like 3 hours. Okay. So anyway, that's one part of it. And so I constantly am taking advantage of him, which, I don't know who's in the wrong here.
Well, now we're sounding...
Now that I'm telling the story to people who don't know me. So when we go, one night, some people were calling me... Oh, okay, we're to a party. And these boys were hitting on my friend and I, and we basically turned them down. So then they started calling us dykes and all these bad names and stuff. So we got really pissed off and started, like, trying to fight them. And I'm standing in between all of these people as they're fighting, and I'm trying to push him to stop him from fighting. And he totally leaves me in the middle of the circle, surrounded by these huge guys. And I'm like, ah, scared. So I run up to find out what's wrong with him. The first girl that walks by him, he goes, "Hey, baby, what's up?" As I'm standing there, I was like, jerk. So I decided that that was it. I went to break up with him the next day. He came over, and there was really no nice way to do this. I mean, there is, but I opted not to be nice. And I was just like, listen, it's not working. And with that, this animal rage, he just, like, jumped out of the chair. Was, oh, just so pissed off. I have the slightest idea what he said. He ran outside, ran all the way back to his dorm, across the lawn, runs, gets all the crap that I've ever given him, runs back. In this amount of time, I've had time to call my mom and say, "Mom, I broke up with Bjorn." He's back in my room. He's back in my room with all this crap. And so he dumps it in the chair, turns around, runs back out. I was like, well, shit. So I feel kind of bad, so I kind of go after him. As I'm running down the stairs, he turns around and runs back up, and I almost run into him, and he kind of, like, puts his arms up like he's going to hit me, starts bawling, and is like, "You mean everything to me," and screams and cries, and we're in the hallway, so it echoes like you wouldn't believe. We're in the dorms, people start coming out of their rooms to see this, because it's so loud, and he starts crying, saying, "Oh, you know, I mean everything to him." It was really depressing.
Okay, now, here's a question.
Oh, good.
And then, we got time. Yeah, we got time. We got some questions to hit up on AIM, too. Here's a question, though. Overly emotional guys, like Tim...
It's from one extreme to the next.
Like Tim leaves, like, 50 messages on this girl's phone.
Mm-hmm. Punching holes and all.
And then he's, like, crying on the phone.
Yeah, his hand hurt.
But, like...
Yeah, it was really sad.
But he was crying because... We were talking shit about his mom. That kid you not,
well,
that's exactly what
we were
saying.
We weren't talking bad about his mom.
We weren't talking bad
it
about
was,
his
it
mom.
It was the comment that Ellis made that, fuck you and your mother. But yes. That was just really in general. It wasn't specifically aimed at his
well,
mother.
Well, fuck you and your mother.
Like, what'd you say about my mother?
No, that's exactly how he was,
exactly
man.
Exactly how it was, yeah.
Okay, I have a question here. And it says, all right, here's my story. This is from Anonymous, by the way. It says, here's my story. I went out with this girl for about a year and a half, and she had a lot of family problems, and when I was with her, her mood would change very rapidly. I think she was bipolar. Anyhow, I broke up with her last year, but I'm still a little scared to date after I went out on a date with her. I'm also pretty shy, and I have no clue how to approach this girl, or how to approach girls and even have conversations with them, even with the ones I know. Thanks. Okay, let's cover your story, Anonymous. Another Anonymous. Anonymous number two for the night. So, if you're still listening, do you want to get in touch with this girl again? And if you do, do you want to get something going with her again, or just want to be friends with her? Yeah, there was this girl that he was dating before, kind of, but she had family problems, so they didn't date, really.
Oh.
And she was kind of bipolar, so it was kind of awkward.
Well, do you think that it's going to be any better the second time around?
Well, maybe her family problems are resolved now. And, like, so she's not having all the emotional stress and stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a toughie, but I'm going to say just go for it. That's, like, my advice for everything.
Well,
just do it. Just do it. Just do it.
Bipolarism, is that spawned from stress, or is that...
No, bipolar is, like, a mental disease.
So then, if she was bipolar, then her family problems being resolved aren't going to...
But it's, I don't know, magnified, I guess you could say, by, like, the situations.
It
so, like,
be.
If you have, like, a situation where it's really, like, a really bad situation, you're either going to be, like, really happy for a while, and then, like, you're just going to crash. And, like, that's how bipolarism works.
Sometimes I think that, like, the second time around or whatever, sometimes I think that... You need that to reassure you whether it was right or wrong.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Clarification. He says, I don't like this girl. He's like, no, I don't like this girl. I want to date other girls, but I'm scared to after this one was crazy.
Oh. Well, I'm glad that you didn't go with Richard as my advice then.
Shut up.
Go for it.
Go for the crazy girl.
Go for the crazy.
I was trying to ex-nay that. But
Thanks.
Okay, girl. So not all girls are crazy. Girls are harmless. Most girls are harmless.
Adam's like scratching his head. I'm like coughing.
Oh, come on.
Shannon's like doing this weird thing.
No, I've met some harmless ones, so I know they're out there.
I mean, you have to know. You know yourself. You should know how to, you know, pick the ones that you like. Don't if you're not comfortable with them right away, then it's probably not someone that you want to. Well, not right away, but if you can't be comfortable with them, it's not somebody you want to pursue anyway. So,
and like when you're trying to approach girls, like. Okay, for instance, I went to a club on Thursday night, and, like, you don't want to approach girls at clubs.
No, that's a bad meaning.
Because your first impression of somebody is when they're drunk, and that's not a good impression. I mean, it might be the best that you'll ever see this person. Like, after they're drunk, they might be a total asshole. Like, some girl might be, like, psychotic, and, like, little did you know, you just gave your number to some psychotic girl, but she's normal when she's drunk.
Yeah.
And that happens. And, like, there was, like, guy... Okay, for instance, there was a creepy guy walking around. Like, I went with 3 ladies. 4 ladies. 5 ladies. I'm, like, trying to count how many of us there were.
No, I'm not gonna say it.
And a guy. There was 4 ladies and a guy. One of the girls was with the guy. So I'm there with 4 ladies, and, like... I couldn't help but notice, like, all these guys staring at the ladies, because it's just kind of funny. And, like, the ladies... like, we're sitting at a little table, and, like, this guy keeps walking by. Sweater guy. And he keeps, like... he keeps, like, looking at the girls. But, like... He's so weird and creepy. You just don't want to approach people like that. I mean, it's not very good. Anyhow, just... like, if you find a girl that you like, dude, just go for it. Again, go for it. No, you have nothing to lose. If for some reason you don't end up talking to the girl anymore, then it wasn't meant to be. And, I mean, you don't have anything to be shy about, because sooner or later you're going to go from the shyness to the unshyness. So if you're just unshy to begin with, it saves a lot of the time. I don't know. It makes so much sense in my head. Do you want to talk about something now?
We are at
10:35.
Yeah, we're good.
So we got time.
Yep, we have another email. Sorry if it's not very good. We have a lot of previous shows that we talked about. I think our last show we talked about how to approach women and like going to the mall and approaching if like you're shy.
Which is kind of a recap from an earlier episode.
Yeah, which is a recap from an earlier episode that we've had, but like. Let's download a couple of our episodes. We have show notes of what our episodes are and, like, what's in each episode. And, like, we have, like, one of them, like, I'll recap again. Like, go to the mall, talk to women there. It's easy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, think about where you're going to meet people. If you go to places that you like, you'll probably meet people that you will like and that will like you. But if you go to places you're not all that comfortable with, yeah, go to some place that you find somebody who has common interests as you.
Very true, very true. Okay, another question. Without any offense to the lovely ladies in the room...
Uh-oh, someone's going to bash me.
No, without any offense to the lovely ladies in the room, why is it that girls are complicated and confusing?
That's really general.
Yeah.
All girls are that complicated. See, I mean, I think that it's... Boys... To us, boys are just as complicated as... I feel like I'm not a complicated person... I feel like boys are. So, I mean, we're obvious. I mean, it's a battle of the sexes right now. The boys think girls are complicated. Girls think boys are complicated. It's you're never going to come to a complete understanding. If you're confused on something, seriously, just ask. Most girls will just say.
And Shannon's reply.
I mean, I really agree with Chris Rock. This is going to give me in a lot of trouble.
It might.
No, it's really going to give me in a lot of trouble. But I mean,
Allison, you know, turn off the radio now.
Yeah, his big joke was, you know, guys want 3 things: feed me, fuck me, shut the fuck up. I mean, is anybody else in agreement? Never mind.
Shannon.
You just might be.
Commanders,
or not.
Those aren't my three Which requirements. So.
We got a message online from Commanders. He says, we eat, sleep, and look at chicks. He's like, we're not that complicated. But there's
okay,
more to
so
us.
What? Okay, what can? Okay, general question. What is it that you want to know about women that is so complicating? Give me a question and I will answer it to the best of my power. I can't answer why women are complicated. That's very general. So if you give me a question,
I totally agree with you. I don't think women are complicated.
What confuses you about women?
Some women are confusing.
If you know your woman, you should know. Sometimes women can be emotional and we expect you to know because we expect you to care. And if you don't care, then that's your fault, not mine. We expect you to know like what we want. We don't want to have to tell you what we want for our birthday.
Yeah.
We want
of
you to
course.
Do something on your own. Well,
of
see,
course.
You're a good guy, Richard. Other boys are like, no, just tell me what you want. Yeah. That's where people think that women are complicated because we won't just say. Well, we want you to know. We want it to be from you, not what we want.
It all stems down.
It's still pretty broad, so.
It all stems down to communication.
Exactly.
I think a lot of times, if you think something is complicated, maybe there's something wrong. Like there's people who think, oh, she hasn't talked to me in 3 days. It's complicated. Well, there's probably a reason she hasn't talked to you.
There's a reason she hasn't talked to you in 3 days. Yeah.
Or.
I agree with that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
There's just...
Women don't do things... Well, okay, that's general. A lot of women don't do things just in spite. We aren't complicated to confuse boys. I mean, that's not what our goal is.
Yeah, it's not any sort of revenge you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. It's not because you have penis.
All women aren't revengeful.
I'm going to fry his mind by being complicated.
That's right.
All women aren't revengeful.
Take that, Richard.
Yes. Take that. Sorry, I'm like reading this. I'm like, take that.
Take that.
So, yeah.
We still have show notes.
Oh, we do have show notes. we can... I don't really like these.
We can go through them.
Are these? Oh, I have a question. Are these really the top 10?
Yeah. No. This is just some guy, Sean Croft,
really
that wrote us top 10 list for. These are just date movies, like movies you'd watch with dates.
Oh, okay. I didn't read that right because I saw Reality Bites, and that's a good one. But I thought that they were saying for Valentine's Day.
No, these aren't Valentine's Day movies.
Oh, okay.
I just put a question mark. Think ahead for Valentine's Day if you have a date.
Oh.
These might be some good movies to watch.
Reality Bites is a good one, but I would not for Valentine's Day.
You want to read through them quick, Adam?
Okay. Do you want me to do it fast or slow?
Fast. As fast as you can.
I'll probably trip over my tongue though. Top 10. Date movies, think ahead for Valentine's Day.
Question
10,
mark.
Ghost. 9, Sleepless in Seattle. 8, Reality Bites. 7, Cocktails. 5, oh, there's no 6. What the fuck? 5,
I can't count.
5, Swingers.
Damn it.
4, Say Anything. 3, Pretty Woman. 2, Funerals and a Wedding. Number 1, There's Something About Mary.
4.
Oh, 4
weddings and a funeral.
4 weddings and a funeral.
Oh, yeah. 4 funerals and a
wedding. There's Something About Mary.
Oh, yeah. Personally, I like scary movies or a good chick flick, he writes. But only... Well, I think Richard probably wrote this.
Yeah.
But only so you have a reason to cuddle up.
I was just going to say that.
I want to see the Japanese version of The Ring. I forget what it was called. I heard it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Not too scary, though, but scary enough
to make
a girl squirm.
The Ring is actually...
The Ring You?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's based on a Japanese movie.
Nah, people make fun of me because of the watching chick flicks. Like...
No, Richard knows where it's at.
All right, now let me tell you this, though. All right.
Half of my DVD.
Let me tell you.
Okay, Richard.
Yeah, Adam has, like, half chick flicks, too. No, not question. All right, not question. This is more a statement. Like, Moulin Rouge. Perfect
awesome.
Example of a good movie. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good movie. Mm-hmm. The ladies in the room agree it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Okay, now...
It was bearable.
It was bearable. As a guy... And you're wanting to watch a movie with a female.
Richard just likes Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. Okay, that kind of did it for me, too. Nicole Kidman in lingerie for, like, the whole movie.
I haven't seen the movie, so...
But as a guy, and you're, like, you're going to watch a movie with a female, why put, like, a female, like, through a baseball movie that she's not going to like?
Guys are pigs.
I mean, I would rather think ahead and be like, all right, let's watch something that she'll enjoy, you know? And then guys can learn from these movies, too.
I think that if it's for, like, first dates or whatever, I think when you get into, a longer lasting blah, 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 like, couple, yeah, over a few months relationship, you can compromise or whatever.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, you're not going to watch, like, chick flicks all the time.
Yeah.
But, like,
but first dates definitely make a lady happy.
Yeah, when guys can learn things from chick flicks. Mm-hmm. Not going to lie.
Like, cheesy lines?
Cheesy lines,
girls,
you know,
like
whatever.
Cheesy lines.
Also, I think, at least for me, if I'm watching, like, a chick flick that's, like, a love story, it just makes me, like, feel more passionate or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
romantic, yeah, passionate,
that was
or whatever.
Aww.
And that was cute. He's blushing. He's hiding behind his show notes. Aww.
Aww.
Adam, you make me go, aw. It's the awe factor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, any guys out there that bash chick flicks, yeah, just watch them.
Remember
just
this.
Shut up and
remember
watch
this.
It.
Shut up and
shut
watch
up and
them.
Watch it. Deal.
You'll thank us later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you will.
Or you might actually enjoy it, so.
And they're not bad movies. They have hot girls in them.
Spicy sex scenes.
Oh, Jen, would you like to repeat that, please?
I'm just kidding. I said sometimes you won't have to watch the whole thing if you like are all romantic and get her all turned on.
Ding, ding, ding.
Another good point.
Good points, good points. Mm-hmm. All right, well, how much time do we have? 44?
Shannon has to kick off this week's beatbox.
We're not beatboxing, no.
You probably can't even hear it, so I guess
I can hear it, actually.
We try to beatbox once in a while. We suck at it.
Awesome.
I have the worst beatbox ever.
Yeah. Boom, chicka
pa. We'll hear it after the show. I was thinking of the song in the radio.
Actually, we could play it right now.
No, we can't play it right now. We're on the air.
Play it over the air and let everybody hear it.
No. No, that's bad. We'll play it sometime.
Yeah, that only on that's only been played like 8,000 times.
Holly's heard it.
Man. Anyhow.
He also sings, too.
Anyhow.
He definitely sings.
I thought it was funny. I've laughed so much from that already. It doesn't get old. I have it archived like 3 different places just in case he goes like.
Go delete it. I'm like, I'm sick of this.
It's not deletable. It's out there now.
That's okay. All right.
It's not that bad though.
I'm gonna talk about. Oh, we do? Holy shit! Another question: is it possible for high school relationships to be more about? To be about more what than what my shallow friends refer to as benefits? If you have time.
Yeah.
As Adam, so. Oh.
I think it's possible. But I mentioned in the paper and
yeah,
like on another show is that I think a lot of times high school relationships are like starter relationships, the experienced ones. And I think maybe during your senior year, maybe junior, you could have it be more of a serious relationship, but chances are not in your favor.
You did know. You say? Did you give your quote? Because I don't think they've heard it before.
I don't like my quote anymore.
You don't like your quote? I like it.
It's funny, but I don't know. It's not. It's not. It's kind of
demeaning.
Yeah. It's more for comedic purposes. I said in the paper, in the interview, they printed it too. I'm like,
I can't believe they printed it. First of all, but okay.
What did it say exactly? Like,
it's like
high school relationships or starter relationships.
The best thing you'll ever get.
Or like,
if you're lucky.
If you're lucky, it'll work out. If you're unlucky, you might come away with a child or an STD or something like that.
Yeah,
I forget what it said. Like something wrong. I remember I mentioned STD. And
it was just STD.
They're repeating it to us online.
I actually know some people at schools that had problems with STDs going around in certain schools and things like that. So it's out there.
Oh, they're repeating his quote online to us. I know, they're talking to us online. Anyhow.
But yeah, I don't really like the quote anymore. It was funny at the time, but
it was a good quote at the time.
Doesn't really reflect truly how.
Alright, let's go on to what's going to happen next week. I already have next week planned.
Good.
I'm good like that.
Good.
I was on the ball.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Next week. Yeah. Oh. I'm going to buy you a mic sometime this week, Shannon.
Really?
I will, don't worry. Valentine's Day ideas for next week. Ways to survive through chick flicks for guys that don't like chick flicks.
Yeah, I don't have to survive.
Incredibly salty popcorn. Your mouth will stay dry and you won't be able to fall asleep.
Awesome. I never heard of that before. And then frustration at its best. How to deal with it. How to deal with the frustrations of women or men when they get to you at your worst. And that's our show for the night, mostly. So, anybody else have anybody want to talk about or talk about things in general?
I don't think so.
You're good?
I think we can move on to the shoutouts.
You just want to do shoutouts?
Yeah.
Okay.
No sense in making the show boring from this point on. It's been a pretty good show. So.
Remind her to bring over your blender after the show.
Yeah, blender. I need the blender. Otherwise, I'll be going and retrieving it.
No, I'll go get it. I'll get the blender.
Tomorrow morning?
Hey,
shakes.
Protein shakes. It's all about the wellness and fitness.
Yeah.
Now you look like you're dead.
Pretty tired.
Yeah. Long night.
Long day.
Ask Holly about her long day. She'll tell you.
Holly, did you have a long day?
She cooked dinner for me tonight, though.
Oh, you bum.
Anyhow, let's do shots. Adam, shots.
I'll give a shout out to Cindy, because I think she's listening, and my mom.
Awesome, awesome.
Who doesn't listen?
Thank God, didn't you say? My mom listens all the time. She's like our most loyal listener. Shannon, chats?
I got a shout out to Allison, of course. And my dad. And... shout out to my sister's baby last week.
Awesome.
Oh, my...
You're an uncle.
My cousin, almost.
Oh.
He's going to give a shout out to Torrin, too.
Oh, yeah. Missed him today.
The whole thing. The knee thing.
Torrin.
And my cousin Mike, because he's getting married in September. So.
Sweet. You're going to be an uncle. You're going to be a...
Cousin-in-law. Her awesome. Uncle, like,
Mike
founded Amazon.com.
Oh, so they're rich.
Yeah, so...
Hey, get it hooked up.
The reception's going to be, like...
Massive?
1,500
people?
Pennsylvania Avenue in D.C.
Oh.
Right, we'll DJ for it, because...
Yeah, we'll DJ.
Right, yeah, that'd be
ask cool. them if they need DJs, man. We'll do it.
I don't think it's going to be a DJ.
Oh, damn.
It's going to be like a live band.
It's like an orchestra.
Orchestra.
I want an orchestra at my wedding. That'd be cool. Have, like, strings playing in the background. And then you'd break out the DJ after a while. Or you can mix them.
Or you could beatbox.
You can mix them. Have, like, an orchestra playing with the DJ. That would rock. Anyhow. Val, do you have any shout-outs?
Just Ashley. Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
What's up,
Ashley?
I love you.
Jen, do you have any shout-outs for anybody? No shout-outs from Jen. Holly, no shout-outs. Nope, no shout-outs
she
from Holly.
No.
All right, so that would be leaving me. I'm going to shout-out Spin FM.
Did we connect to them tonight?
No, we didn't connect to them tonight. I forgot to, though. That was my bad.
God. You're killing me here, Smalls!
Anyhow.
My favorite movie.
Spin FM, Rant Radio, MTV, Tech TV.
Still need to watch that movie.
The new place that wants us to be on their radio station, too. Who else have I missed? Face the Jury. BinRev Hacker Media. Man, there's so many people. We need to, like, just push play and, like...
Yeah.
Let's see who else. My brother's still single. And... Oh, we announce this every week. It's... Oh, he's younger.
How much younger?
He's your age. And then... Let's see who else. Commander Zig. People who message us tonight.
Wasn't your brother going to live here?
Yeah, sooner or later he will. And then.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I think it was so funny because I went into it thinking it was going to be so stupid.
Sweet. What's mine say?
What's mine say? Dude. I want to watch Omar and...
No, it's Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
I watched it. It was pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to watch that.
Burger King was club.
I wanted to go watch Phantom of the Opera, but...
Oh, I want to see it.
Some ladies didn't want to go.
We were tired.
Hey, Friday Night Lights is a very good movie. Mm-hmm.
Friday Night Lights?
If you're into watching football movies.
Friday Night Lights.
Major League is the greatest baseball movie. That has a comedic value.
Alright. I think we're done.
Alright.
So instead of doing a song at the end, we're going to have a moment of silence. We're going to have a moment of silence for my good friend Johnny. Johnny Carson.
You can remember your good friend's name.
Remember your good friends at Geek Love Radio. But, no. That is this week's show. So this is Richard, and I am saying goodbye. And
the next episode will be the 31st.
The next week.
Yes.
Ladies, you want to come next week? Okay, they're all shaking their heads. Yes. So next week, 31st episodes, Valentine's Day. And, yep, that is it. So we are out. Peace.